Planning a movie date this weekend? You could just do it at home. In our monthly segment, On Demand, producer Taylor Quimby offers up unusual suggestions for online movie watching. This month, Taylor is looking at a largely hidden genre, the secret remake.
Remakes, like sequels, have something of an unsavory reputation. While a select few exceed the quality of their predecessors, many others leave audiences wondering why they didn't just rent the original. On the other hand, we can't help but want to compare remakes to the classics they seek to displace. That's why the internet was all abuzz last week over the release of the new trailer for Mad Max, Fury Road, our first look at Tom Hardy as the new and improved post-apocalyptic road warrior himself.
My name is Max. My world is fire and blood.
Okay, so Mad Max Fury Road isn't technically a remake. It's more like a post-Mel Gibson facelift. That being said, there are lots of high-quality remakes that manage to avoid being labeled at all. Case in point, Terry Gilliam's 1995 science fiction film 12 Monkeys, starring Brad Pitt as an unhinged animal activist and Bruce Willis as a perpetually confused time traveler.
They paint this. They stencil this on the sides of buildings everywhere. Have you seen this?
Mr. Cole.
Have you seen this?
Why don't you just take your time and try to explain this whole thing from the beginning?
Right. It's 1990.
Well, if you go back to the real beginning, you'll discover 12 Monkeys is actually based off Chris Marker's 1962 short film, La Jetée. And bear with me, because we're going to be doing a lot of time traveling in the next couple minutes.
I'm not saying you're not mentally ill. For all I know, you're crazy as a loon.
Many under-the-radar remakes are adapted from foreign language films, like 2001's Vanilla Sky, and the 1992 drama Scent of a Woman, which earned Al Pacino his only Academy Award.
Yes, Mr. Sims. There's only two syllables in this whole wide world worth hearing.
And no, those two syllables are not remake. But that didn't stop Pacino from starring in another one 10 years earlier, as drug kingpin Tony Montana in Scarface.
Every dog has his day.
Or two, if you're keeping count. Scarface first hit theaters in 1932.
Hey, look at the monkeys there! They think they're going to get Tony Camardi, eh?
Another organized crime flick you might not have realized was a remake? Martin Scorsese's 2006 film, The Departed. While Jack Nicholson's sinister performance as Boston mob boss Frank Costello drew comparisons to real-life gangster Whitey Bulger, The Departed was hardly novel. The plot was borrowed from the 2002 Hong Kong-based thriller Infernal Affairs. Here's a clip from that same famous rooftop climax that appeared in Scorsese's version. I smell a rat. Lest you think all remakes are derived from mob movies and sci-fi films, consider the 1996 comedy The Birdcage, based off the 1978 French release La Cage aux Folles. Or the Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan rom-com You've Got Mail, which is actually based off a movie that debuted long before the advent of AOL.
Tell me, who is the girl?
Oh, you know that girl I was corresponding with?
Oh, yes, about the cultural subjects.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, after a while, we got on the subject of love.
Recognize that voice? That, of course, was Jimmy Stewart, the Tom Hanks of yesteryear, in the 1940 movie The Shop Around the Corner. When it comes right down to it, most movies can be boiled down to just a handful of prototypical plot lines. The hero's quest, the rags-to-riches tale, the fall from grace story. So before you roll your eyes at the next big-budget remake, remember, it's all been done. The question is whether it's done right. For Word of Mouth, I'm Taylor Quimby.
Head on over to wordofmouthradio.org for Taylor's complete list of movies and TV shows being made available this month on Netflix, Redbox, and Amazon Prime. And we'd love to know which hidden gems you found streaming on Netflix. Was there a documentary that knocked your socks off? An obscure TV show that blew your mind? You can add your suggestions on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio. After all, the best guilty pleasures travel by word of mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Join us again for more Word of Mouth tomorrow at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio.